I'm Edie, and I am happy to be chatting with you this morning, Leia.
I'm happy too.
I am also happy it is the weekend here in Wisconsin. I am a mom of three. I'm a middle school reading specialist and a greeting card enthusiast.
Indeed. Okay, well, hi, I'm Leia, and I am so happy to be chatting with you on this very cold Sunday evening in Beijing, Edie. I am a mom of two teenage gals, a middle school EAL teacher, and an aspiring and occasional writer. And don't forget, Edie, we're also podcasters.
Yes, we are.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning. Draw nearer, draw nearer. In the glowing, come sing and be merry.
It's time for Campfire Chat. Leia, I thought it would be fun just to chit-chat about three things that we are currently happy about these days. I think our biggest challenge will be limiting it to just three things.
Because we're such optimists, right?
We're such optimists. It's crazy. We cleaned all our stinking thinking out of our minds and, you know, here we are.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what are you happy about?
Well, one thing that I am happy about is that Sharon Draper has written a sequel to her fabulous book, Out of My Mind. The sequel came out November 9th, and it's called, wait for it, Out of My Heart.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. So tell me about this Sharon Draper.
Well, I recommended the book Out of My Mind on episode 10, which was Young Adult Fiction We Love. Sharon Draper was a former high school English teacher, and she decided that she could write better books than what her students were reading because she knew what students wanted, you know, lots of action and, you know, relatable characters. So I love the main character, Melody Brooks, from Out of My Mind, and I am thrilled that there is a sequel, and I will be giving it as gifts this holiday season.
Nice. Okay, we need to write this down and put it in the show notes. Good one.
Yes. Okay, what are you happy about, Leia?
Well, I'm actually really enjoying TV these days, Edie. And some of my favorite shows are The Morning Show with my friend Jen Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. Have you been watching it at all, Edie?
No, I don't have Apple TV.
Okay. Well, maybe there's another way to get it. I have other ways.
Oh, I should. Yeah, I should ask my tech-savvy sons.
Yeah, you need to watch it. I'm it's in season two now, in fact, and I am so compelled by it, I can't say. And it's just so fun to see Jen and Reese together again because they were in Friends. If you recall, Reese Witherspoon was Jennifer Aniston's sister on Friends. So I love seeing them together. It's such a well-produced and well-acted show. I love it so much. Also, Edie, the Sex and the City sequel is coming out anytime now. I can't remember what it's called. We'll put it in the show notes too. But I'm primed to watch that because I think that'll be a whole lot of fun. I am just all over fun TV. As many of you know, if you know me or you've listened to this podcast for very long, I have these exquisitely detailed nightmares every night. In fact, I went to see a doctor a while ago and I had to get the referral form the other day. I had to call the doctor and say, what is it that, what was my diagnosis again? It's called nightmare disorder because every night I have these incredibly detailed dreams. I don't go into REM sleep very well. And so I also have this curse of remembering everything I dream. And it's like I'm watching violent TV or really stressful dramas and stuff. So I just don't have time for any of that in my waking life. So I really, really am all about the fun TV. So our family has enjoyed many shows together. And when I'm watching TV on my own, it's always got to be good. You know, Teresa Batem, good friend of mine and loyal listener to the pod, is a huge fan of The Golden Girls.
Oh!
And you know what? I just find it delightful too. It's on Hulu. And I don't usually, hardly ever do I fall asleep watching TV. But that is a show, if I'm having a hard time falling asleep, that I don't mind falling asleep to, because, you know, it doesn't matter if you find out what the ending is. It's always going to be happy. And so every once in a while, I will let myself fall asleep watching or listening to The Golden Girls, believe it or not. But fun TV makes me really, really happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Leia, I am happy that I've been keeping up with my van maintenance because it gives me peace of mind. And it used to be that I would just like ignore things. Like if I saw a leak, you know, evidence on my driveway, I would ignore it. If there was a scary noise, I'd ignore it. But I cannot take the stress of ignoring things anymore. And on Friday, I took my car in to get its oil changed early because since I have a 2008 van, it's been burning oil. So I brought it in early and I thought I was just going to be paying for an oil change and a tire rotation. Another thing I never did until now. I'm just like adamant about my tire rotation.
Get on it, girl.
I mentioned that to Gus about the tire rotation and he's like, why is that necessary? Aren't they rotating all the time?
Yeah, right. They're always going around. I don't know.
They're always spinning. So that was funny. But I ended up with a $400 bill when I thought I would have like a $60 bill. But because there were other things wrong. But this is what happens, you know, when you have an older vehicle. And it's fine because I'm keeping up with things. I know I'm not going to break down on the way to seeing my parents. My van is looking a little rough, Leia. You remember how I had my rear view mirror duct taped?
Is it still duct taped?
Oh, well, no, I didn't fix it, but now I'm thinking I'm might need to just find some money and get it fixed because I was at the doctor for an eye appointment and my friend Sarah texted me and she's like, oh, I saw your van in the parking lot. You know, you're here too.
Are immediately recognizable.
Yes, very recognizable.
Hey, Edie, I have an idea.
Yeah?
What if you switched up your duct tape for the holiday season and you used something a little more festive? A festive color, or maybe there's printed duct tape with Christmas trees
or some or Santa fur
reindeer. Oh. Oh, well, I'm so glad that you're maintaining your van. That's important.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So what else are you happy about, Leia, besides TV?
Okay. Well, I'm actually happy that I am finding various ways to feel and keep young, Edie. I have lately been paying a little bit more attention to skincare. I've always been good with my Retin-A and my sunscreen, but I am being a little bit more loyal with some facial masks and different toners and things. I've recently started taking collagen, which is a new for me. Never done that. I haven't noticed a difference yet, but I'm feeling optimistic about that. And full disclosure here, we've never talked about this on the pod, and Edie does not endorse this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I am in menopause. So roosters, you can be shocked if you want. We have chicks and roosters who listen to the show. And one of the things that I have found with menopause easy is that just a lot of things get dry and, you know, things, I don't know, hormonally, I've been feeling challenged. And so my doctor, my lovely Dr. Sonia, I'm in love with her. She has recently put me on some hormone replacement therapy. So I'm taking both progesterone and something called estriol, which is an estrogen cream that you rub on like your arms or your legs or whatever, and it sinks into your skin. And I'm already really, really noticing a difference in both my attitude and my, you know, I'm becoming moister and I'm just feeling better. I'm on the up and up with my hormone replacement therapy. So I'm kind of excited about that. And in terms of other things that are helping to keep me young or to stay, you know, to stay well and feel young, I'm starting a writing group with me and my acupuncturist, Shelley. We're starting a writing group together. I've been doing some weight training, which apparently is very good for those of us who are aging. It's good for everybody, but it really helps with the bone density and all manner of other things, metabolism, etc. And Edie, I mentioned last week that I've begun wearing Vans and Converse shoes. So that certainly youthifies me, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm kind of rocking my 50s and, just feeling like I'm in my 30s instead.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Okay, you're next. What's your third thing, Edie?
My third thing is I love this reishi tea. I forget. It's a mushroom tea. I found it at the Stevens Point Co-op and I bought two containers of it and it's gone. I need to get back to Stevens Point to buy more of this reishi mushroom tea. It's the kind of tea that comes in those silk tea bags and like a big, what?
I just can't believe that you are, you know, we're talking about three things that we're happy about in our life right now, and you're talking about mushroom tea? I'm sorry, I just don't find that acceptable. What?
Well, it's really good for my inflamed sinuses. So really? When I'm feeling healthy and happy, I'm like, you know, I can't be happy if I'm not healthy. And this mushroom tea is very supportive of my sinuses that tend to get inflamed. I love it. Okay, here, maybe this is a little more fun. I was at an art fair that they have in Stevens Point. It's called Art in the Park.
Yeah.
It's been going on since I was a kid. And I bought this amazing mug, a clay mug that someone made. It kind of looks like a cupcake. And that's what I make my mushroom tea in. And I love it.
Okay. Cupcake mug from the art fair and mushroom tea. I'll take it. Okay.
Yeah. But now I'm kind of sad. I'm out of my mushroom tea, so I'm, you know, making do with whatever crappy tea I have, you know, until I get back to the Stevens Point Co-op.
Well, maybe in the meantime you could drink cocktails.
Yeah, that's not supporting my sinuses.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Okay, my last thing that I am currently happy about, believe it or not, is my job. So I've been teaching at the same school for this is my 8th year now, but this year I transferred to the middle school. So I moved over from 5th grade up to the middle school. And, you know, I love my old job too, but just the change is really good for me, right? A change is as good as a rest. And I'm working with really fun people. I think it takes, and you're a middle school teacher too, Edie, so you know it. It takes a special breed of person to be a middle school teacher, right? Like not everybody can deal with it, deal with these rambunctious kids. They are just bouncing off the rafters. But, you know, that level of energy and enthusiasm about life, and just sort of also their gawkiness and the way that they're changing so much right in front of your eyes. And I feel like, because we remember our middle school years, or I do, I feel like I can support them with that, right? I just feel like I can be one of those people who is a safe person, and I can get past their kind of ugly duckling phase, and their, you know, they just can't. There's just so many things. It's like they've lost ground, Edie. I have to say, when kids first enter middle school, because I was teaching fifth grade last year, and now a lot of my classes are sixth grade, I cannot believe that they are less mature this year than they were last. And they weren't that mature last year, right?
It, like, does
what
happen.
What is happening?
Yeah.
Holy jumping. So anyway, I just love inspiring these kids and being present for them and, you know, helping them to love learning. And yeah, it's really fun being in the middle school. And of course, I love being on site, not doing online schooling right now. Fingers crossed that we stay at school. The energy of teenagers is unsurpassed, right? It's just, it just fills the hallways. It's pervasive, and I enjoy it immensely. So that's really making me happy right now.
All right, excellent. You know, middle schoolers are no mushroom tea, but whatever.
Sure enough.
So we also thought it would be fun to hear from some of our listeners / friends about what they are currently happy with. So we have collected a bunch of voice messages to share here.
Yes, we've got some great ones. Listen up.
So Leah asked me to kind of send a reflection on something that makes me happy. And I'm out right now for a walk with my oldest daughter and her daughter, my granddaughter, and their new dogs, Duke and Scout. And something I've come to learn in the last 15, 16 years is I can walk anywhere I live, and when I walk, life slows down a little bit, and I can observe things that are happening around us. And I find at a point in the walk, I get a little bit more creative, and solutions come to problems that I'd been having kind of circulating in my mind. And in fact, last night was a little bit sleepless. I woke up a number of times thinking about different things, futures of my daughters and future for my husband and I, and, you know, where we might be in a year's time. And I found that just getting out today with a walk up the mountain behind where Malaysia lives in the Crow's Nest Pass, it's called Saski, and I've never been up it before. It's quite a challenge. It's quite high up, but that's quite exciting. It's my husband's idea to just go slow and take it one step at a time. And so that's what we're doing, and I'm about halfway through the walk right now, and I got to thinking about the request that Leah made just yesterday, and when she made the request to kind of put into words what makes you happy these days, I wasn't sure what I'd talk about, but thanks for that invitation, Leah. It reminds me that getting out and just putting some kilometers on with my walking shoes makes me happy in and of itself, but maybe it's the people I choose to walk with also. A bit of laughter on the trail and a little storytelling and a little bit of solitude and quiet as well as we all fall into step climbing up the mountain. And we're not near the top yet. I'll probably take a photo when we get there. Apparently there's supposed to be a good view, which is always something else that makes me happy. And if I get a good photo, I'll send that along to you too. Anyway, thanks for the invitation, Leia. I enjoy always chatting with you. Can't wait to hear your voice again on your podcast this week. I'm becoming a little bit more hooked each week and have to find that time to sit and listen to the Chit Chat Chicks. Take care. Bye now.
I've never really been one for much small talk. I really like having deep and meaningful conversations. So I'm also kind of an introvert, so most of the time when I'm out and about, you can find me just kind of getting my stuff done and moving right along. But lately, I've been slowing down quite a bit and just having conversations and talking to people. And it's made me incredibly happy. It's quite unbelievable. So just this week, I was waiting for a sandwich and a nice gentleman sat down in the chair beside me and we were chatting a little bit. And he told me about his recent trip to Dollywood, and my daughter's obsessed with Dolly. And so it was just gorgeous to hear his story and how he'd taken his grandson. And it was just so much fun and so wonderful. I met another lady who was in a checkout line, and she told me about the gorgeous set of vintage Christmas dishes she got at a thrift store. And it was just beautiful to hear the story of how it reminded her of growing up with her grandmother and what these dishes really meant to her. I met another lady at the deli counter who told me about how she'd always tried to eat her heavier meal in the middle of the day and had a lighter meal at the end of the day, and she never took anything out of her diet. And she just had it in the middle of the day because she thought that eating what she wanted was wonderful, but she just did it in moderation. And they've just been the most wonderful conversations, and I've just been delighted by what I've learned from my new friends that I've met along the way. So I'll never be hurrying along again, and I'm never going to run away from small talk either.
Some of the things that I feel happy about are making chanterelle mushroom pierogies with my daughter from forest foraging, watching daily videos of my three-month-old grandson, who I look forward to holding in person once the Delta variant settles down, having in-home visits again with my 22-year-old granddaughter and my 19-year-old grandson, helping my almost 96-year-old mother, who is a going concern, maneuver all over town, walking at various wetland reserves, observing great blue herons, salamanders, various types of birds, and of course the local coyotes, having neighbors who have everyone's best interests at heart, along with such caring neighborhood kids who once in a while bring in compost, recycling, and refuse bins just because they're great kids, getting a head start on my Christmas baking and then freezing it before I divvy it out in festive boxes for family, friends, and neighbors, picking up Brené Brown's new book that comes out at the end of November called Atlas of the Heart, and spending quality time with my awesome husband of 47 years.
The thing I'm most happiest about these days is that after 30 years, I finally put my needs and goals first. I've managed to lose 50 pounds since April. I feel and look so much better. But the biggest aspect of it all is I'm actually proud of myself and my accomplishment. I feel like I made many mistakes in my past, always too hard on myself. But as I have aged, I've learned to have grace and compassion for myself. Better late than never, as they say.
What makes me happy these days is simplicity. Over the past 20 months, I've decluttered my house and donated items that were gathering dust to people who will love and appreciate them. I've decluttered my schedule of a bunch of useless meetings, and I've decluttered my mind, letting go of thoughts that no longer serve me, taking time to enjoy the small things in life, from the sunrise to my puppy's soft ears to that first morning cup of espresso. Just trying to leave the world a better place than I found it.
This is Judy Seeley from Pennsylvania in the U.S., and what's been making me happy lately is reconnecting with old friends. I lived in the D.C. area for many years and moved away after getting married back to Pennsylvania, not terribly far, but far enough that I lost the daily opportunity to really connect with those folks. And of late, I've had more opportunities to be in that area, reconnect with those friends, and just regenerate some friendships from the past. And it has made a huge difference in my happiness. So I would say reconnecting with old friends has been a big happiness booster for me.
So when I'm thinking about happiness, the first thing that comes to mind is the most amazing woodsy park across the street. And I have an absolutely ancient, arthritic old dog who's a very, very, very slow walker. She still needs to go out 3 times a day, so I am lucky enough to be able to walk in the woods 3 times a day. Most of you are probably familiar with the concept of forest bathing. I get to do it every day, and because my dog is so old and slow, it forces me to slow down and really take the time to look at what's around me. I've seen owls and birds and coyotes and bears in there, and it's a wonderful way to just slow down and be forced to stop and smell the flowers, as it were.
Hi, Leah. It's Paul, and you asked me what I'm happy about. Well, first, of course, I'm happy about your podcast doing so well and gaining listeners. It's a lot of fun. And I'm also happy about me personally. I'm happy to be in good health and have great friends and family and just having a good time reading books and watching Netflix and occasionally cleaning my place up and just having a good time. I'm very happy. And I wish everybody who's listening to the podcast a happy holiday season. And we want peace on earth, goodwill towards everyone, not just men.
Edie, it's a cornucopia of joy. Or do you say cornucopia?
Cornucopia.
Oh, see, in Canada we say cornucopia.
Really?
Anyway, yes, we do. So, how encouraging was that? That was so fun to hear all these folks talk about what they're happy about. I loved it.
Love it.
Love, love, love. It's time for the
Chit-Chat Challenge of the week.
Last week, we talked about what needs to be cleaned out of our lives, and I am still working on cleaning out negative self-talk, Leah. It seems to be an ongoing issue, but it's getting better. What about you?
Well, I am tossing things out of my closet, Edie, and also adding a few signature pieces. I do have this blue velvet blazer that people want to touch every time they come near me. It's super attractive and it fits me really well. And yesterday I saw a woman wearing that same blazer only in lavender, and I am going to track it down and buy it. I'm just going to become a velvet blazer wearer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You do it.
I will.
So this week's challenge is to think of 3 things you are happy about and share them on the coop. And personally, I am hoping that listeners will be sharing soup recipes that are making them happy, because I need some good cozy soup recipes. I'm not the type who can just throw a soup together. I need direction.
Okay, well, I can share some recipes, Edie. And when you say the coop, just to clarify, that is the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, and it's the accompaniment to this podcast. So if you haven't joined it, please do. It's a really, really fun place to hang out on Facebook and share positive things and talk about how you're responding to the Chit Chat challenges and all kinds of other conversations that start up. So please join us.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so that is it for this episode of the 2 Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop.
Yes, don't forget about it. And do consider writing us a review in iTunes so others can find the show. We love reviews, ratings. It all helps us to get more listeners.
Thanks, as always, to Charlotte and you, Leah, for editing the show. Oops! I forgot to add Charlotte to my list of someone who always makes me happy. Leah, your daughter is a true delight.
Oh, she is. Both of my daughters are. And your kids are, too.
So delightful.
Yes. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.